KFDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli airstrikes killing nearly 40 people in Gaza overnight. The deaths coming after Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in the Middle East that Israel has accomplished its objective of effectively dismantling Hamas. The Los Angeles District Attorney is recommending that Eric and Lyle Menendez be resentenced. The brothers serving life without parole for killing their parents in 1989. Mark Garagos is their longtime attorney.
After almost 35 years, it's quite a turn of events. It's been a long slog for them, and I think they're cautiously optimistic that they can see some real relief at this point.
New evidence has surfaced suggesting the brothers were abused by their father for years and that they were actually too young to be sentenced to life without parole. The presidential election now just 11 days away. Vice President Kamala Harris teaming up with Beyonce tonight for a rally highlighting the medical fallout from the strict abortion ban in Texas. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
92.7 WMDX, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More Wisconsin Republicans are coming out in support of Kamala Harris. That includes the state's longest-serving state senator, Robert Coles, who will be crossing party lines.
You know, I look back at all the people that I've supported for president. I voted for Republican for president every time.
How about this time?
Well, we're not doing it this time.
Coles has represented Green Bay in the legislature for 42 years. He says while he's concerned about blowback from fellow Republicans, he's more concerned about what returning former President Donald Trump to the White House would mean for the country.
And I believe this guy, Trump, is a totalitarian and very much a fascist. And he's, you know, the old adage, past his prologue, he's indicated that in his words and deeds, especially in trying to overturn a free and fair election.
Coles made the announcement in an episode of the Civic Media show Rational Revolution, hosted by Mark Becker. The full interview airs Saturday at 2 p.m., but you can hear it now on podcast platforms or the Civic Media website. And add another to the list. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is a conservative. He left the Republican Party after the January 6th insurrection. Now he says he'll be voting for Kamala Harris, too. He currently leads the biggest red county in the Badger State. Waukesha is one of the wow counties, along with Ozaukee and Washington. Republicans are winning these areas by smaller and smaller margins each election. Riley said he could vote his conscience quietly, but he felt the need to share that he was voting for a Democrat. Meanwhile, former Governor Tommy Thompson just sold his home here in Madison. He and former First Lady Sue Ann Thompson have had this house on the Far East Side for more than 20 years after leaving the governor's mansion and after serving in the Bush administration. According to the Journal Sentinel, she lives in the couple's Lake Wisconsin home. He spends time at their Elroy farm, and they still have a house in Florida. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dame, Torian, GT, all night, they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers holding a long practice in pads. Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. Like, and that's not coach speak. It's not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday. Sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll take a closer look at Tucker Carlson's Daddy Trump speech.
Is there ever an end to the stories in Idiocracy?
No. Tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
We used to say, so let me get this straight. You're not gonna vote, which means you're going to let a bunch of old people decide your future. You wouldn't do that about your music. You wouldn't do that about your clothes. But you're going to let them decide what your future, your potential careers, what the environment's going to look like. You're going to let them decide that. And you're not going to be, you're just going to opt out. That doesn't make any sense. And that, I think, is the main message that I have for folks.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to vote. And, you know, it shoot, you know, people vote for All-Star Weekend. People vote on everything. They're voting on American Idol. You can vote to decide who's going to represent you in our country.
Get it. Don't let Donald Trump put together your playlist, youngins. I mean, it's going to be all Village People, Kid Rock, Ave Maria. No. We got the boss. That's what we got.
Who will fight for a woman's right to choose and who wants to create a middle-class economy that will serve all our citizens. There is only one candidate in this election who holds those principles dear, Kamala Harris. She's running to be the 47th president of the United States.
Okay.
Donald Trump is running to be an American tyrant. He does not understand this country, its history, or what it means to be deeply American. And that's why November 5th, I'm casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. I urge all of you who believe in the American way to join me.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, boss. Yeah. Yeah. If you vote for Trump, Chris, town will rip the bones from your back. It'll be a death trap, suicide rap. You have to get out while you're young.
Because baby, we were born
too late
to run.
For us. Pardon?
Because baby, we were born
yeah,
to run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's your point? Okay. Right. We're continuing to take back God. This guy, Texas State Representative, don't sleep on Texas, people.
Nope.
Talking about actual Christianity, why he's voting for Kamala Harris.
I know on my first day in office, I put my hand on the Bible and I swore an oath to the Constitution. Not the other way around. My faith in Jesus leads me to reject Christian nationalism, reject theocracy, and commit myself to the project of a multiracial, multicultural democracy where we can all freely love God and fully love our neighbors.
You know, Representative, Republicans have tried to own the ideas of Christianity and faith while at the same time supporting Donald Trump, who hawks his own branded Bible.
Yeah, there's that.
Mm-hmm. He's spiteful, a braggart, and he struggles to even name Bible verses or to quote scripture. Meanwhile, you have President Joe Biden, who goes to weekly mass. I'll speak frankly. Sunday Christians, they exist, right? But real people of faith that really ascribe to the principles that come from the Bible, they don't actually stand for what Donald Trump stands for.
Yeah, one more.
So how do you get across to those that may think that Trump is some type of messiah for them, but really he's not a representative of their true Christian faith?
Yeah, too many Christians have forgotten all about Jesus and now worship at the feet of Donald Trump, a business cheat, a pathological liar, a serial adulterer, a twice impeached insurrectionist, a convicted felon, an adjudicated rapist.
Yeah.
Who's the reporter?
Katie Fang.
Katie Fang.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would Jesus do about a tax system that benefits the rich over the poor? What would Jesus do about a healthcare system that forces the sick to start GoFundMe pages to afford life-saving surgeries? What would Jesus do about an education system that ties a child's school funding to their community's property wealth? These are the questions that we Christians should be asking ourselves when we walk into that voting booth this November. And I'll just speak for myself. My faith leads me to support Vice President Harris and Governor Walz in this election out of love for my neighbors.
Amen. Taking back God, taking back the flag, taking back America.
Yep.
All before breakfast.
That sounds familiar.
I'm reading my old liners.
That sounded familiar.
Well, some people on the East Coast may have already had breakfast, though.
All right. We will pose all of those questions to my personal comedy, Jesus, who will join us in just a few minutes.
Yes.
And on stage next Saturday for the big one, the pre-election, the final extravaganza here in 2024, L.A. Sexy Liberal.
And if you go in person, you're going to get stuff. Right. You're getting presents.
Oh, there's stuff in my garage.
You're getting presents.
You have something under your nose. Okay.
Get some swag. It's probably some kind of protein. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, you're getting stuff.
We have vintage stuff in there.
Yes, we do.
I didn't even show you.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, they worship one thing on their side, one man, Trump. Did you see this pathetic? So J.D. Vance, oh, God, fielded a question from Trump during a town hall hosted by Chris Cuomo on News Nation. So Trump calls in and says, I have a question. How brilliant is Donald J. Trump?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Really? And J.D. Vance said,
yeah, pretty much.
He said, sir, of it's an actual sir story.
Sir,
you're very brilliant, and we both agree. We both agree it's important to have smart people running the government. Oh, he went on to say, Trump's ability to relate to anybody in any environment, that's the true brilliance of Donald
Trump. Oh, my God.
Yes, whether he's sitting down to a meal of neighborhood pets with Haitian immigrants or watching Kamala Harris perform trans surgery on illegal immigrants in prison. He can relate to anyone. Okay. Trump then dubiously claimed he and Vance are leading by a landslide in the polls. I'm telling you, they're trying to set this up. But this is going to be rigged and stolen. They're not leading by a landslide in any poll.
Nope.
Kamala Harris is ahead in most reputable polls, unless, you know, in some states tied. There is no poll that he is leading in or leading by a landslide. Oh, my God. Okay. 15, though, he made French fries, and he has a French fry pin. I think that's what's important.
Oh, that's all that really matters.
Yes.
He made French fries. The heat was so incredible, I had to do it. There was only one problem. She never worked at McDonald's.
Yes, she did.
So I ended up going there for about 15 minutes, and it became quite I'll tell you what, we had 29,000 people surrounding it.
Yes.
No.
We weren't sure if we were going to even be able to get out. We didn't know.
No.
That was quite the visit. No. But that was to highlight the fact. So I was there, let's say, for 15 minutes. That means I worked at McDonald's for 15 minutes more than Kamala.
Oh, my God. Shouldn't that? I guess it should make us happy that this is all he's got to run on. Whether she worked at McDonald's 40 years ago in a summer job during college. That's it?
Yeah,
that's
for like all he's 3 months she worked somewhere.
Which everyone knew her then has confirmed that she did. But I'm not even sure why you would lie about that. Oh, my God. Okay. Hey, look, it's Daphne in Maryland. Hi, Daphne.
Where's Velma?
Hi, Stephanie Miller! Hi, Jody. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
Every day.
Thank you. I wanted to say people have forgotten about Steve Mnuchin. He is the cause of the tax codes being changed and the rich getting richer. Yep. Because of him, I owe the IRS every day. My first home I bought when The Rock was in office, I got money back. Now I owe the IRS every day. People forget about that are owing in the middle class, and they're blaming Biden. It's Steve Mnuchin, who we haven't heard from since 2021.
Yep.
Yeah, he's out trying to buy a vowel somewhere, is what I'm told.
Yeah, he needs a couple.
Don't you feel like you have to, that's how you have to say it? Okay.
But wasn't there that picture of him and his wife where they're holding up like sheets of money? Like,
yes,
like,
they went to Fort at the Knox, Treasury. Didn't they? Yeah. And then they took a government plane to go see the eclipse while they were going to Fort Knox, as you do.
Yeah. They're like supervillains.
Yes. They are. Mike in Indianapolis. Hello. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been wondering why, you know, they have these rallies and they have the big screen in the back and they project images on it and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't they project the footage from January 6th on that while they're having their rally? Maybe with a picture of Trump's face superimposed over the back of it.
Well, I think a lot of ads have played footage from January 6th.
I'm not sure that that's appropriate footage for a rally.
I think anybody with half a brain remembers what happened on January 6th. I mean, yeah, they do use the images again and again, but... that's where we're asked to. And it's not that long ago. It's not like, oh, remember, you know, 60 years ago. It was just.
Okay. It was a minute ago.
Thank you.
Well.
Thank you, Jody.
3.5 years.
Still, that's just like that.
Oh, I forgot. We have some. I didn't get. It's hard to get to all the justice news with Glenn Kirshner.
Is there a story about a bear?
No, it's an Ellie
justice Paddington
story.
Got his passport.
Paddington Bear got a passport.
We covered that in
Donald
Patreon.
Trump will deport him. What?
We covered that in Patreon.
Yes, the Patreon. All about stories about bears. Okay. And also orcas flinging their poo at us, which is exactly like this election cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Giant orange orca flinging its poo at us.
We did a solid 5 minutes on that.
Okay. No, this was in LA. We talked about this yesterday, but the Lyle and Eric Menendez. They could be released from prison after a prosecutor said he would ask the judge to look again at their sentences. Their supporters said they were victims of sustained sexual and physical abuse and snapped after years of suffering. Among the new evidence, a letter Eric wrote to a cousin months before the murder saying, I've been trying to avoid Dad. It's still happening every night. I stay up thinking he could come in. And I've forgotten it was Menudo. It was a former member of Menudo said he was drugged and raped by Jose Menendez in the 80s.
Yeah, Jose Menendez was like the manager of Menudo or something like that.
That's where they
got the money.
Yeah. Wow, you mean all those Menendez groupie girls were right? Remember them? Remember them, Jody?
I do.
Oh, my God. Eric, when he gets upset, that vein in his forehead. He's so cute. Oh, my God. I love him. Okay. Also, I was feeling like a bigger loser. I believe one of them, at least, is married.
Two of them are. Both of them are.
They're both married?
Both married.
I'm still single.
Yeah, you
both
are.
Of the Menendez brothers are married?
They're married. And they have wives that are breadwinners.
Because they can't.
Right. I'm a little cynical about that story, though. George Gascon, the DA who's bringing all of this up. He's 30 points behind in his reelection campaign, and so he's doing a lot of this to try and boost his campaign.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
not sure that's going to work because most people don't think he's tough enough on crime.
I mean, I certainly have sympathy they obviously were abused, but they still shot their parents to death. Like,
but
I
they've
don't...
served 30 years.
Yeah, they're in their 50s.
Right, and so they're asking.
How
the
old
judge...
do we feel? They're in their 50s.
Yeah.
Late 50, one of them.
No,
yeah.
53 and 56.
So what they're doing is asking the judge to, let them out because they've already served enough time for what they're going to be
charged
with.
Okay. My point was just they're both married and I'm really
and you're
single.
Not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 19.
I am.
Married?
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to say, at least I have a husband.
At least I have a husband.
Shut up. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Yep.
Love it. It's lifty, weighty day, and I don't care what you say. I lift more than girl weights. There's only one set of them that are pink. The rest of them are bright.
They're adorable.
Yeah. You make fun of my noises. Those are my workout noises.
They're noises.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard her work out?
I make cartoonishly loud noises.
It's like...
Wow.
That is not a noise that's even close to a noise I make when I'm working out.
Exactly,
that is like a giant
like.
A walrus.
That was exactly what it sounds like.
That got its tail run over by a...
Should I stay for later when you do lift your weights and just see who's
that
right?
That was a walrus being walrus tail being run over by a Ski-Doo. That is not what I sound like. Morning Kick is strawberry lemonade. Nourishes my body, supports my gut health, boosts my energy.
Something's got to nourish that.
Helps me feel more youthful. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, and make that sound, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent a disease. Text fees may apply.
The left roars back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Backed by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. It all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City
Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Fridays with Fugle Sang coming up in just a couple of minutes. And then, of course, Fridays with Frangela. Bam! It's a sexy liberal. The sexy liberal next Saturday. Can I have my sexy liberal music, please?
Yes.
It is. We are approaching the extravaganza. Jody Hamilton just gave me a dress that she says is too small for her. I don't know what she's talking about. Okay.
It is.
It's a
It'll
nude
fit
color.
Beautiful. Sure, her childhood
pretty,
was styled by Bob Mackie. So,
it's
yeah, it's very pretty.
Color.
Pardon?
Nude
oh,
color.
Yeah, bring it over. Bring it over. Yeah, hang on. So I will be, maybe I'll be like 1 degree of Bob Mackie separation
sure.
styled for sexy liberal.
Is that a
Look.
Bob Mackie?
Look.
No.
It's not a Bob Mackie. It looks like one. Maybe. Ooh, maybe for next Saturday, everybody. Oh, that's the back. Okay. I'll put it on right next Saturday.
Well, make sure you wear a bra, too, because it's a little see-through.
Mm. No, we need to sell some tickets. Okay, listen, it's the extravaganza with Mark Hamill and Martin Sheen and Representative Adam Schiff, future senator of the great state of California, Glenn Kirshner, Bob Seska, Carl Frisch, Chris LaVoy, Jody Hamilton. Okay.
And if you show up in person, you're going to get free stuff.
Oh, my God, we have vintage stuff to give away. If you buy a new Sexy Liberal merch, we have vintage stuff. It's fantastic.
Right, but we're also giving stuff away.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
All right, okay. Also,
we're putting stuff on everybody's seat.
Don't forget, you have till Halloween to get to buy the big, I'm not done with my sexy liberals, the big Chicago show, the big DNC show with Jamie Harrison, right? And Governor Pritzker and on. If you want to get back in that DNC spirit, you have till Halloween to buy and watch the, only $20, the
Holla.
Chicago show. Holla. And then the LA show also. Come see us in person if you can. It's going to be an amazing party. Or the pay-per-view. There you go. Bam. Sexyliberal.com.
All of it at sexyliberal.com. Do not Google
no
for tickets.
Because then people get scalpers
yes.
and they get ripped
you,
off.
You get ripped off if you Google. Just go to sexyliberal.com. Those are your real tickets.
Thank you. Okay. The New York Times, forcefully responds to backlash over Trump coverage.
I'm sorry.
There's so much cowardice to go around. It's not just the Republican Party. It's like the LA Times. We got some going on out here. The you know, what do you call it? Millionaire publisher is not going to let them endorse. Mm-hmm. So a prominent reporter, I can't remember her name, just quit out here. I think there's rumors that Washington Post is not going to endorse because they're all
rumors,
terrified.
Yeah.
They're terror. I mean, and I keep saying your fear is going to cause what you most fear is a Trump presidency. They're afraid like, oh, if he gets in, oh, my God, if ever there was some time to take a stand. Ay, ay, ay. So, yeah, Media Matters issued a report that gave evidence that the recently unsealed evidence in the January 6th indictment, they gave that dramatically less attention than they did coverage of Hillary Clinton's emails. No kidding. You can Google and see, oh, my God, and also the placement, the front page coverage of all that.
Yep.
And it just it is really astounding, the cowardice of a lot of these news organizations. Okay, let's just hear some more because about how Kamala Harris is a liar.
Uh-huh.
You know what it shows? That she's a liar. And she's still saying, yeah, sort of worked there. But now, you know, everyone's gone. We McDonald's tends to keep good records. We said, let's see your tax records. She didn't have any.
What?
Let's see anything. Give us anything that nobody. Then we went to the manager. He's been there a long time. No, she never worked here.
How old is
she's
the manager?
She's a liar.
How old is the manager?
They didn't go to the manager. What? Oh, my God, he's such a liar. Remember, McDonald's had to issue a statement because he said McDonald's said that she lied, and they're like, we don't have records from 40 years ago. We never said any such thing. What's with Grampy's dentures?
He needs super polygrip.
You want fries, Michelle?
Hey. He's only using regular polygrip. He needs super polygrip.
God. John Fugel saying, thank God. Next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The early voting issues continue here in Wisconsin. Municipal clerks are still having to wait a while for labels to print. These labels aren't really necessary for absentee ballots, and not every municipality uses them. But the alternative is to write all the voter information on the absentee envelope by hand. Often that takes longer. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission is now recommending that's what clerks do. Just handwrite it to avoid creating even longer delays. They stress that this label printing issue is isolated and all other election systems are functioning properly. In the run-up to the election, we will be busy here in Wisconsin. Both campaigns will be pushing voters here in the Badger State. Gwen Walls is in Green Bay today to rally voters. This weekend, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg will campaign for the Harris-Walls ticket in the Fox Valley. Republican VP nominee J.D. Vance will be in Racine on Monday. Jill Biden and Gwen Walls will come to La Crosse on Monday. And on Wednesday, former President Donald Trump will hold a rally in Green Bay. Meanwhile, Second Gentleman Doug Imhoff was in Kenosha last night. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
A Kenosha bank converted into a rental space is where Second Gentleman Doug Imhoff roused supporters last night. It was a get-out-the-early-vote rally with live music filling the air. Imhoff acknowledged that time is running out for people to take action.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them, to actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying.
Right.
The words that are not only coming out of his mouth, but people who have been around him.
And here at home, Madison City officials have discussed an underpass under John Nolan Drive near Broome Street for years. It's a dangerous intersection, and John Nolan is set for construction. The bridges, the path, and the street will all be replaced for about $50 million. But now the city's engineers say adding a tunnel would double that cost, meaning that plan is likely now off the table. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday. Sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We lighten it up with Milwaukee Record Monthly, and this shouldn't be a thing to close it out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Star.gov/kids buckle up.
The Democrat Party supports everything that God hates. The Democrat Party is espousing the death of the unborn, the mutilation of our teenage kids, open borders, the destruction of our sovereignty, the elimination of our currency status. I believe there is a spiritual battle happening around all of us, but don't expect a spiritual victory if our own pastors do not engage. Right now, this state is a Christian state. I want to see that to continue, but we need the faithful.
Oh, please, Charlie Kirk, tell us more.
We need those of you that have influence over your congregation to put pressure on your pastors. And those, if you are a pastor watching this right now, I hope this touches you. I hope you, and I'm looking right in the camera right now, I hope you give a Sunday sermon and you talk about how the Democrat Party believes everything that God hates. I hope you tell your congregation how to biblically vote. I hope you challenge them and tell them to get in the arena.
Ah, okay, point, and now point, counterpoint with... You, John, you told us a fun fact during the break. You got stuck on a bus at Politicon with Charlie Kirk.
A shuttle van, yeah. God, yeah, it was delightful. Really, I can still can't get the smell of sulfur out of my clothing. Hello from the New York Bureau. Thanks for having Balloonhead be my lead in. I really appreciate it. Can we talk about this petulant little balloon face?
Yes.
God says what he hates. He hates haughty eyes like Trump, a lying tongue like Charlie. God hates a heart that devises wicked plans, like a fake elector scheme. Feet that make haste to run to evil, like if you're praising Hitler, let's say. A false witness who breathes out lies, like everything Charlie Kirk just said. Charlie Kirk called for public executions sponsored by Coca-Cola just last March. Jesus never mentions abortion. The Bible never forbids abortion. Jesus is very specifically against the death penalty. Charlie Kirk and MAGA reject the actual teachings of Jesus as deeply as they reject the Founding Fathers. Never forget, Treaty of Tripoli, Washington and Adams both ratified it. The government of the U.S. is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. They are blaspheming Bubbas, and they need to be mocked. Good morning, kids.
Oh, hi. Good morning, John. That's the way John says good morning.
Yes.
A little mini sermon.
Well, you throw that in my face, 100 years of sane washing, my God.
Yeah. I mean, we read this tweet earlier, but Stuart Stevens, who's the Republican strategist, you retweeted him as well, just saying, watching my old Republican friends attack General Kelly is such a lesson in character. You start out saying you have to vote for Trump because of Hillary Clinton and wake up one day attacking General Kelly to defend a criminal wandering around the country talking about Arnold Palmer's penis. I mean, to watch the godly Mike Johnson twist himself into a pretzel trying to defend every... they have to defend... Now they're defending Hitler. saying Hitler did some good things. I mean...
It was crazy. First off, can I... Okay, let me just begin by saying, right now, Stephanie, there's a listener of yours who's driving, listening to the show while driving a child to school. And that listener is a good mom or dad. I don't blame them for what's about to happen. It's not their fault. Their child has to hear about a dead golfer's penis. That's on Donald Trump.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He can't stop admiring Arnold's club. I loved Jake Tapper asking Mike Johnson about the dead golfer penis. And then I realized their names were Johnson Tapper. Johnson Tapper. The Matrix is toying with us. The Matrix is laughing at us. Come on.
Speaking of bearing false witness, we were talking about J.D. Vance. Is there a more just hypocritical, psychophantic suck-up in the world? Trump called into this town hall. He's like, oh, yes, you, sir, you're so brilliant. And you retweeted to Fred Wellman, who said every time he's asked why he converted to being a Trump believer, J.D. says it's because of his White House achievements. Of course, he was DMing a friend saying what a complete failure Trump was as a president. Vance is a fraud. He is such a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, such a fraud. I mean, look, I have one question for anyone voting for J.D. Vance. Why are racist lies about legal Haitian migrants being illegals who eat animals and pets acceptable to you? Why is the racism acceptable to you? Mm-hmm. It's like, why are the racist lies that the first black president wasn't born here still acceptable to you? There's a simple answer for that, Steph. It's because they're racist and they enjoy it. And racism that doesn't bother them is still racism. And
by the way,
you know, the lies are right there. They don't care. They don't mind it.
You always make the point about one of the biggest things that Jesus says is welcome the stranger. They just ignore the ones that they...
Commandment, yeah.
Yeah, and here he is again yesterday.
I will rescue every town across America that has been invaded and conquered. And we will put... And that's true. Think of the words, towns that have been invaded and conquered. They've been conquered. They've been conquered. And a lot of... It's not everybody's Aurora where they're talking about it. We have many towns that are in the same position and worse, but they don't want to talk about it. It's out of control. And we have a lot of towns that haven't yet been infected, but they're petrified that they will be, and they will be.
Oh, my God. Just seriously, like, not just the ideology, the wording of Hitler, infected, you know, poisoning the blood, vermin. I mean, I can't believe we're at a point where people have to kind of debate whether Hitler was, whether he did good things or not. They literally will defend anything he does, won't they?
They'll defend anything he does, and they'll call General Kelly a liar. And by the way, I'll call General Kelly a coward. He should have a press conference right now and go on camera.
Yeah.
If he cares about the nation that much, he should be taking questions from journalists about exactly what he witnessed right now on camera.
Yeah.
Because this is serious. Look, yes, just because Trump's a right-wing white nationalist who scapegoats a powerless minority as vermin and infestation and poisoning the blood, and he hates immigrants and liberals and unions and LGBTQ rights, and he praises Hitler, doesn't make him Hitler. But
yeah,
listen to how he talked. I mean, last night he called America a garbage can.
Yeah.
This is the Republican Party. They've gone from Reagan calling us a city on a hill, an eyesore in a darkened world, a refuge for those who cherish freedom and for those who seek refuge. JFK said, we're a nation of immigrants. We must remember that precious aspect of our history and heritage. Trump, we're like a garbage can. And he'll never run out of ways to say how much he hates brown people. And that's what he's saying. When he says, we're a garbage can, he's saying, we're letting brown people in. And the media has normalized this because the media dreams of 2017 ratings and circulation numbers for their newspaper.
I mean, the racism, the sexism, the homophobia, you're right, it is all turned up to 11. You retweeted Benny Johnson, who said he will forever be known as Feminem.
Oh,
Eminem.
Right.
Yeah.
Eminem, because if you're for Harris, then, you know.
And you're a girl.
Yeah. And you said Benny prefers manly men who wear tons of makeup and talk about Arnold Palmer's. I'm not a dude. I will just never understand. He is the biggest we have ever seen, the biggest coward.
Can I
any kind of macho sort of imagery around this pile of trans fats? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Listen, and by the way, it was a pleasure watching him pretend to work at McDonald's. I loved seeing him say that Kamala Harris pretended she worked at McDonald's, and he tried to mock her by pretending to work at McDonald's. I support a minimum wage as high as Trump's cholesterol. But let me tell you what actually is going on here. Donald Trump is the big D conservative white America wants to wag in your face. Okay, conservative white male America used to own this country. They owned it, and they don't like others having any kind of control over it. These are the guys who fought to keep slaves, fought to keep segregation, fought so women and brown people couldn't vote, fought to crush the ERA and LGBTQ rights. These guys crushed unions, okay? These guys want to own everything, and they keep fighting, and they keep losing. And now it's the 21st century. They have no power. I mean, women have power in government and the workplace. Black people can be president. And after a while, you know, if you're a right-wing racist white dude, it takes a toll on your sense of manhood. So Donald Trump comes along, and he says these people who've been losers on every civil rights challenge, hey, let me be the giant strap-on you lack. And flaccid white America straps him on to swing him around and offend you and shock your children. And that's all it is. He is the dwindling block of conservative white America that wishes they had a big D they could wag, and he volunteered to be the strap-on they can shove in your face when they should be getting a blood test.
Sexually confused, John Fugelsang.
I mean, that's what he is.
There's
that's
you, and
sells.
Then you say things that make me even gayer. Even
the illusion of manhood is what he sells. The illusion of manhood. The illusion of strength and confidence is what he sells. The mediocre men.
Once again, the projection, the gaslighting, the lying, it's reached a level that I think is not humanly possible to consume on an everyday. So Trump left the door open for pardoning Hunter Biden.
Yep.
He said, I wouldn't take it off the books. Unlike Joe Biden, despite what they've done to me, they went after me so viciously. And Hunter's a bad boy. There's no question about it. He's been a bad boy. But I happen to think it's very bad for our country. He asserted he could have gotten Hillary Clinton, he was president, but decided not to. Whenever they said, lock her up, 30,000 people, what did I do? I said, take it easy. No, just relax. Take it easy.
No,
I could have put her in jail. I didn't want to do that.
No.
I oh, my God, he's such a liar. He tried to prosecute her. He ordered Jeff Sessions to prosecutor. It's because they had no evidence, which, by the way, as I keep saying, they won't need the next time. Mm-hmm. You won't need evidence or a crime the next when he, if he's back in. But oh my God, it's because Joe Biden's not running. All of a sudden, he would pardon.
No, that's
because he knows these charges are bull.
The fact that Trump said that shows that he's scared. The fact that Trump's talking publicly about being benevolent and merciful—it's all projection, Stephanie. That means he really wants someone to pardon him. Half the time, you know what keeps me up at night? What if Peter Thiel just paid Donald Trump to hire J.D. Vance, and then he's going to pay Donald Trump to resign and let J.D. pardon him? Like, I'm terrified of all of these outcomes.
Oh,
but Trump's saying that because he's scared. They're all scared. I mean, Elon Musk is so tough, he only backed down when Merrick Garland sent a letter. Holy crap, the week ends with me apologizing to Merrick Garland? Garland sends a letter saying,
he didn't back down. He went ahead with the $2 million giveaways.
He didn't do it. He didn't do it after Merrick Garland sent the letter
on Wednesday.
Yes, he did. Yes,
he did. Yesterday. Two people.
Did have one?
Yeah.
No, I got fake news then. Sorry, I was too busy picking up my son from his sex change operation at the public school.
Sorry, you're distracted. It was sex change day.
All right, so Merrick Garland, send more letters, I guess. That'll do something.
Yeah, imagine not being scared of a Merrick Garland warning. Okay, sorry.
Boy, we need some laughs, Steph. We need to have a big show packed with celebrities.
What?
Material and a dynamite crowd at one of the most gorgeous historic theaters in all of downtown L.A.
or the Orpheum next Saturday.
Yeah!
You're very exciting. Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen. Oh, my God. I don't know if you've seen Martin Sheen has been out campaigning.
Yes.
And, oh, my God, when he goes into one of those President Bartlett speeches, you just chills, you know. And Mark Hamill, oh, my God, at Chicago, sexy liberal, just blew the roof off the sucker. We are so excited. And our future senator, Adam Schiff, will be there. We are very excited. SexyLiberal.com. I saved two more Bearing False Witness stories just for you.
All right.
Earlier this month, a video circulated on Twitter featuring a man who called himself Matthew somebody who leveled damaging allegations against Governor Tim Walz while claiming to have been one of his former high school students.
Yeah.
However, the Washington Post tracked down the real Matthew, who attended Walz's high school. Turns out he never had Walz as a teacher. What's more, the Post points out the original guy's dismayed that someone seems to have stolen his identity and used it to smear the Democratic nominee. He said it's an invasion of my privacy and my personal life. Second story, a woman who lost her son to gun violence and supports Vice President Harris said she's distraught after seeing herself featured in an ad attacking Harris. She was, you know, someone that lost someone to gun violence, among several others. She said, imagine the mother making minimum wage trying to feed children. They're killing us without killing us. So there's a snippet of Harris saying that's called Bidenomics. And she, you know, they juxtaposed it. So it sounded like she was, anyway, she said, I'm distraught. They can just steal your image and comments and twist it the way they want it to be twisted. It's just really sick. Since their candidate's a liar, this is all they have is lies. We keep talking about the Republican candidate that stole someone else's wife and children.
Right.
This ad.
Oh, this,
I mean,
this racist,
you know,
in Montana.
The guy in Montana said he got shot and, you know, in war, and he shot himself at a shooting range.
Like, camping.
They're all liars.
Yeah, he shot himself camping. This racist in Montana.
Yeah.
So can I end your week with some positive stories?
Yeah.
Sure. Because of Joe Biden's White House this week, the FTC announced the click-to-cancel rule, which can save consumers millions from having subscriptions they don't want or that they've forgotten about. Finally, it's as easy to cancel a subscription or a payment plan.
You're speaking my language.
Sign up. Well, Joe Biden's FTC did it this week.
Yeah.
You know what else they did? They're trying to ban fake reviews by AI bots from websites.
Good.
So you don't see these things flooding the zone. You don't know, oh, is this toaster any good? But you can't tell because the reviews are all written by bots.
Yeah.
They're banning that. and they're having a click-to-cancel button to save consumers money. This week, the president also proposed free, over-the-counter birth control built into the Affordable Care Act. And today, our president is going to officially apologize for America's boarding school system, which forcibly removed indigenous kids from their families and sought to assimilate them and turn them white. Steffi, no president has ever apologized for any part of our government's devastation against indigenous people. And today, Joe Biden's doing it. These are all good deeds we're adding to Biden's presidency. Yeah. Four big ones this week, and the mainstream media didn't even talk about it. But guys, it's good government, not big government. And we got to see our government doing good things this week.
God bless you and God bless America, John Fugelsang.
Holla back, kids.
God bless United States.
Okay. SexyLiberal.com. For tickets to see John live, which is a thing you cannot miss in your lifetime, and also his show, right here on Sirius XM Progress.
That's right.
We love you, John.
And the book goes on pre-sale next week, kids. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on
Separation
Amazon.
Of Separation of Church and Hate. Okay, love you. Goodbye.
See you soon. Bye.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by CB Distillery. Ah. Do you think the stress just gets more intense the closer we get to Election Day?
Yes, it does.
I do.
Yes.
You definitely need your calm. You need your CB Distillery, the source we trust. These formulations made from the highest quality clean ingredients, no fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions. Tomorrow, let's see, 30 miles, Pasadena, 1,000 feet of climbing on my bike. I just know in advance I'm going to need my relief stick for my lower back. These studies are incredible. How much better people are sleeping, how much calmer, how much pain relief they get after physical activity. CB Distillery, over 2 million customers, solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust, a 20% discount for you is right now.
Wow.
If you type in the code Stephanie, that's CBDistillery.com. Code is Stephanie.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty. I sing it like a love song. Why? Because Monty and Clyde, they're the happiest, healthiest little puppy, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses in the world.
That's why they're so kissy, because they want to say thank you for the Dr. Marty's.
Yes.
And the card Quispies.
I don't know if that's what their voices sound like, but no. They do to me.
Thank you, Mama.
Okay, listen. The point is, it is superfood. They know it and they appreciate it. Mama eats superfoods. Why would I feed them anything else? They're my children.
I don't know.
Right? Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, everything they need to keep them happy and healthy and living longer and healthier. At freeze-dried raw, that's the key. You don't have to worry about potential byproducts. You know, when they cook on high heat, there's dangerous byproducts, and they cook all the nutrients and the flavor out of it. It's raw, it's freeze-dried, it's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to the doggies. Save up to 54%. Off Nature's Blend, and a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. All right, 56 minutes after the hour. Chris, what was the... I was mentioning that this today is my weightlifting day, and Chris contends that I make this sound when I lift weights. Chris, once again, wrong. That is a walrus being run over by a skidoo and losing part of his tail. That is not a sound
that's what
I've ever
that's
made.
What you sound like. Let's. Yes.
I've never heard that sound come out of anyone, including a human.
It comes out of you.
No, it does not.
It does.
Donald Trump will not preserve our democracy. That is very, very clear. My situation is so unbelievably relatable. There is not one person I know who hasn't lost a close friend or family member over Donald Trump. Who said that?
Race Bannon.
No. Caroline Giuliani.
She would know.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
She said the type of toxic cruelty that his views on the way he threatens the very existence of people of color, women, of trans people, of people with disabilities, of anyone who basically doesn't look exactly like him, it makes it very hard to have a relationship with someone who supports a man like that. Who said that?
Ricochet Rabbit.
No, Caroline Giuliani. Who said, I still believe we should be trying to see the humanity in one another, even in this Trump era, but if Trump becomes the president, that's going to be really, really hard for a lot of people. I think the only way our nation has a chance at healing is if we put Kamala Harris in the White House. She is our only chance of healing this country. Who said that?
Scoobert Scooby-Doo.
No, it was Caroline Giuliani.
Did he get any Scooby snacks?
Scoobert is his real first name.
You can't lift pink girl weights and also make a sound like that. Fridays with Frangela next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, it's our last Freaky Friday, so we're giving you a double dose with Frank Anderson and your favorite goth consonite, Taylor Nicole. And it's a Bar Band Friday with Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.